Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 3-4 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about being on the show with you, even though I've got a hoarse voice. Thank you for allowing me to show up and do my job just like you do every day, even if you're not 100%. And I'm glad you're here. Janice Kephart's here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 6 years. Founder and managing director and owner of Identity Strategy Partners. Recipient of the 2015 Women in Biometrics Award. She's a former 9/11 commission counsel. Responsible for many of the travel recommendations following 9/11. Very important job she had there. We're so proud of her for that. And she's our good friend, Janice Kephart. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Janice, we've got this thing going on down the border, this convoy, caravan, whatever it's called. I agree. And I want you to see I want you to tell me if I'm wrong here. I agree with calling it an invasion because I don't believe those people could go as far as they went, all those people together, without organization and funding and services and support. And that looks a little bit like an army to me. What do you think?
Well, I hate putting any terms on it, but I think that you're right about your analysis that they've come awfully far. And I think it's a little bit odd that the Mexican government is only now talking about removing these folks. I think the Mexican government was very happy for these folks to traverse through their country to get into America. But as long as they're not getting into America, they don't want them in Mexico. And
right.
I think that's probably what the situation is going to be. One of the issues here, though, and I think one of the attracting points for this caravan has been the huge hole that's been blown into the entire asylum piece. And that is due in fault to our own policies and our own immigration inability to process efficiently for years asylum applications.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of wanted to address the issue that, you know, Judge Tiger, his statement that he made in his decision in regards to not allowing the president's executive order to be implemented.
This is a judge. This is a Ninth District judge in San Francisco. Ninth District judge in the land of the fruits and nuts, folks, a Ninth District judge that decided that he was in charge of immigration in America, not the president. Is that basically what he did?
Well, he said that the president was in violation of our immigration laws because people have a right to come here to claim asylum. But what he didn't say clearly was his whole premise is based on the fact that you're allowed to enter illegally to make the claim. It's logically wrong. You're not allowed to enter illegally, period.
Right.
So you're not allowed to enter illegally to make a claim of asylum. And so here's probably a judge who is well aware of the statistics and problems with asylum today. And it is a very sad thing because asylum is a really coveted and important claim to be able to make. But what has happened is, so the definition, if we can go back, because I am a lawyer, so let's go back to that. The definition of asylum, it's intended for people who have been forced to flee their country of origin because they suffer religious or political persecution from that government. However, the the asylum has been blown apart in the prior administration
right.
by allowing it to be for any fear whatsoever, basically.
Including the fear of not having a job.
Yeah. And so it's basically been so watered down that anybody can make the claim. And if they still don't have a viable claim, they're being taught how to do it, you know, by the traffickers, et cetera. But here's the thing that most people don't know. Once you make that credible fear claim, only you as the applicant can disclose it. The federal government has its hands tied. They can technically make a request of the country of origin for information about that individual.
Right.
But because of the way the regulations are written, they don't do so because the initial regulation states that the case is privatized and only the applicant can disclose mm-hmm. that information.
Hold on to that thought. We're getting into the weeds a little bit here, folks. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this some more and why this situation down there is different from the standard asylum seeker.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.